Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with two people you might be familiar with if you know anything about the islands of Tahiti. Kristen Carlson, who's the Managing Director for Tahiti Tourism North America, and Denise Schmeidy-Connect, who is the Travel Trade Manager for Tahiti Tourism North America. And we're going to talk to them about what's going on at Tahiti now, and in fact, they just relaunched their Tahiti Specialist Program. We're going to talk to them, obviously, about that. And you'll find out all about Tahiti, one of my favorite places, by the way. I've been there a number of times. And more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, for both of you, how are you and where are you?
Sure. Well, despite my background, I am not in the islands of Tahiti.
I thought you were. I was getting very jealous there.
Yes. I am in Marina Del Rey, California. Our office is in Los Angeles. We're all still working remotely given the protocols in Los Angeles County. But I'm doing well.
Good. And Denise, how about you?
Yeah, also, I'm at home in Los Angeles, very close to LAX, actually, we live, my husband and I. So,
you're getting ready for Christmas, as I can tell.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I think both of you, I would love to join you in Tahiti very soon because it is one of my favorite places. I've been lucky to go there, as I said, three times, and I have a bit of an affinity for the place after all these years, as Kristen knows. Let's talk about the first thing I talked about here. One of the reasons we want to talk to both of you, and we'll get both of your reactions. You just held your first Tahiti Specialist virtual conference for travel advisors. Now, was that a success? And how many advisors did you get to attend? Kristen, you want to start?
Sure. I'll just say, yes, I think it was a great success. Denise had done such a great job. She and the trade and promotions team with Mary Masuda and Dwayne Ueda. And we had about 300 advisors, 30 partners from Tahiti, from the U.S., from Canada, hotels, cruise lines, airlines, excursion companies, and 7 guest speakers, and it was 3 days, and we have received, I don't want to, brag about ourselves, but we have received wonderful feedback.
That's great. And Denise, I mean, do you think this is something you guys are going to do again? Although we'd all prefer to go to Tahiti, but,
I know, and we all would prefer to be in person. But this has actually opened up new doors. So we might maybe do like a hybrid, maybe have a combination of both. This opened up that window to Tahiti for those who maybe wouldn't have been able to join an in-person event. So it was really good to have not just one-on-one meetings, but like trade hours where multiple people were asking questions and so everyone could hear answers. It was really good and to have that speaking time, the webinar time or presentation time for our partners.
I looked at a lot of the sessions myself, and it really was a good thing. Good primer, reintroduced me to a lot of things because it's been a few years since I've been there. Now, Kristen, let's talk a little bit about what this year was going to look like before the pandemic hit for the islands of Tahiti. And what has happened to the numbers since March, as well as when Tahiti reopened?
Sure. Well, as you may know, 2019 was actually a banner year for us, and we received over 88,000 visitors from the U.S. and have not hit that mark for over a decade, et cetera. And so we really were looking forward to 2020. We projected about an 8% increase up to, I think, like 97,000 visitors. And things were looking great because, in 2019 and 18, we had the new airlift. Of course, we have our international flagship, Air Tahiti Nui, but with United out of San Francisco, a U.S. legacy carrier that gave us a lot of exposure, French B, a European carrier from San Francisco, a great gateway. So we're really on momentum. Unfortunately, the pandemic hit.
Right.
So yes, now we were fortunate enough that we could open our borders July 15 with various requirements that I know we'll talk about. But even though official statistics have only been published through August based on some internal polling, and we won't get into controversial internal polling here in the U.S., but it looks like we're about down 60% year over year since our reopening, so since July 15 to November.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, that's what everybody's reporting these days. We just hope that those numbers look a lot better for 2021. Now, Denise, I don't want to talk about the specialist program yet. We're going to save that. But what have you been doing to promote the islands of Tahiti with the trade since the pandemic? And obviously, you just had this great virtual conference. But I understand you've really been active in doing webinars and all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, we have been. And, you know, not only are we're doing continuous education, destination training. I'm doing a lot of Zoom webinars with agencies. They reach out. And even if it's just 3 travel advisors or 300 travel advisors in their community, we're doing destination training. It could be on a panel with other tourism boards. Mm-hmm. And it could be just me talking for 40 about all of the islands and the activities and whatnot. But it's just a matter of supporting the travel advisors and the agencies out there who are wanting continuous education.
During the pandemic, they really want this training, right?
Absolutely. You know, many of them are furloughed still, and they're wanting to continuously stay on top of what's going on because their clients are wanting information for the future. So yep. Even though they're not in an office, they're not technically working, they're just tapping in to these destination trainings that we're doing, that we're just trying to support the travel advisors and the agencies out there. And then we're also, since April, we started weekly Tahiti Tuesdays. And they're our webinar series that we used to do monthly. And now we have been doing them weekly. And we get anywhere from 50 to almost 200, 150, 175 travel advisors. Many are the same. The same people join every week. So it's almost become like a little community.
They're a little club. Absolutely.
I know. And it's really, they can't see each other, but I can see who's out there. And it's really heartwarming. I know many of them are furloughed still and they're tapping in and they're wanting this information. So we are there for them. And we bring in not just our destination, our presentations and continuous learning abilities, but we mainly bring in our partners. And it allows them to have that forum to talk about what that cruise line is doing or maybe what that property is doing during COVID and going forward. So
it sounds like a great program, and it obviously keeps communication going back and forth during this period. And now we're looking to emerge. So hopefully you're well set up for 2021. Now, Kristen, we talked earlier about the protocols that TD has mandating for travelers now so that visitors can come. I know US citizens can come. Tell us a little bit about the testing requirements, any other requirements, and how easy it is for US travelers to visit Tahiti right now.
Sure. It's kind of a 3-step process. And I can tell you also based on personal experience, because I went in late September and October to see myself how it all worked. Mm-hmm. So yes, everybody needs a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of departure. And it needs to be a specific RT-PCR test. Okay. So can't just be any test, an RT-PCR test. Then you have to have the results prior to boarding. And you also need to fill out an online kind of health survey at etis.pf very quick, not even a minute. And you get like a receipt on that. And then when you land in the islands of Tahiti before going through immigration and customs, you get a self-test. So you get an envelope with a self-test and there's a date stamped on that envelope. And on that date, which is usually about your 4th day in, now if it's on a Sunday, it might be the 5th day because of collections, but it'll be stamped there. You do the self-test, the directions are there. And if you're staying at a hotel or resort or cruise ship, you drop it at the front desk. If you are somewhere else, there are about 100 different collection centers throughout the islands that you can drop it. And we've had a very low incidence of situation of COVID-19 with tourists.
No, that's less great. Although now I think instead of the test, you probably just, hey, come to Tahiti, get a vaccine before. Maybe that's trying to tell every destination and every cruise line, maybe that's where we have to go.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, Denise, are travel advisors reporting sales for 2021? Is there really some pent-up demand for the islands of Tahiti?
There are. Okay, so we have some really amazing specials with our partners in the islands taking place in the early part of 2021. But we do see, actually, I see a lot of travel advisors coming through. Their clients are, they are ready to travel, but they're waiting until Q2, 3, so summertime. I say April, May through November next year. And they're also asking about 2022.
Yeah, I know.
But really, they're looking
at... It was like 2020 was so bad a year. Let's just go to 22, you know? I know.
But we actually are seeing a lot of interest for next, our summer. So May through November. Travel advisors, basically they moved a lot of the bookings they had this year to next year. Their clients are ready. They want to travel. They want to have something on the calendar to look forward to.
No, that's absolutely. And certainly it's like nice to return to paradise after you've gone through hell in 2020. That's for sure. Kristen, tell us what has happened to Tahiti's tourism infrastructure during this pandemic period? Did hotels have to close for a time until you reopened? Have most of them now reopened? Are cruises still departing? I'm thinking, of course, as Paul Gauguin and things like that. What's going on there?
Sure. Well, obviously, at one point when the nation, kind of like all of us here, went into a type of lockdown and curfew, things closed. However, there was a lot of government financial support, being a French overseas country. And so, of course, the government did help. We had a couple of, for lack of a better term, casualties with a couple of things probably being closed for a few years, if not forever. But basically, most everything now has opened up. You asked about cruises. Okay, so cruises stopped. They started, but then now both Windstar and Paul Gauguin Cruises, which are home ported in the islands of Tahiti, they are not going to sail until March. But of course, our Aranui vessel, the half passenger, half cargo freighter, is sailing.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to go on that. I've been on both of the other ones, and Paul Gauguin is a wonderful experience. And I know they tried to start and they had a little COVID case, but it wasn't anything that serious. And then I thought they were going to continue. And I know Windstar has now said they're not going to be back in the water until May of next year. So it's not May, and that they were very optimistic that they were going to start sailing in Tahiti. That was the original plan.
Yeah.
Now, how about the Brando? What's going on with that? That's my resort, you know?
Yeah, they are full. And you might have seen during the pandemic, there was some backlash because Kim Kardashian spent her 40th birthday there, posting a lot, when, of course, a lot of people can't travel during this time for financial reasons or can't be together with their family because of the pandemic. So got some backlash there. But it's doing well. And, you know, one thing, the reason why it's doing well, I mean, it's 35, you know, bungalows, and it's all open air and it's space. I mean, James, you know, we are such a wonderful destination for travel in this time when people are concerned about being in confined spaces close to others. So, I mean, the whole appeal of our destination is, you know, the open air and the birthplace of the overwater bungalow. You're not going through a long hotel corridor next to somebody. Now, if you are in any of those situations, such as on a ferry where there could be some people around you, you must wear a mask. It is mandated.
No, that's absolutely understood. Well, I do have a soft spot in my heart for Brando. I was out there pretty shortly after it opened, and I think I beat Barbara Streisand even. I was very happy about that. And of course, then later on, it turned out that former President Obama apparently wrote his memoirs, at least the ones that just came out, partly in the Brando. Although, as I told the owners, I said, you know, there's no way you could actually spend work and do work in this place. And then it was Dick Bailey, actually, and he whipped out his cell phone and he had pictures of Obama writing left-handed on a legal pad his memoirs. And so I said, I stand corrected. You must have had some time. That was a wasted time to be sitting inside doing your memoirs, but it has always stuck with me. But it is a wonderful resort, and I'm so glad that they're back, and hopefully we'll get out there soon. That was like, 6 years ago, 7 years ago? Boy, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about what we started off with. Denise, let's talk about this new Tahiti Specialist Program. Why did you decide to update your Tahiti Tiara program, which is the one you had for travel advisors? And what's different about the new program? What are the requirements? And what are the benefits? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the older program, the Tahiti Tiara program, it had been around, that website had been around for about 2 decades, 20 years. So we needed to update it. It needed to be overhauled. And it was time to have a more fresh look, a really clean interface. The platform is beautifully done. So it needed to be updated. So it was time. The program, it is a little bit different. I'd say the main difference would be that to move on in the program, it's based on the number of people that travel advisors send to the islands, so that they're inputting into their profile bookings. So it's based on the number of people rather than the dollar amount that they spend.
That's interesting. I did see that in your presentation. It was interesting of how you're doing that. So they have to record all their bookings, right?
Yep. They upload the receipt of the booking. They put in their clients' names and how many days, what islands. It's a real simple process to input bookings, but then it tallies up. It continues tallying. And the more travelers that they send to Tahiti, the higher they go in the benefit level in the program.
Yeah, and then there are different levels of benefits, as I recall, right?
Definitely.
So and what is it? How many different modules do they have to get through to pass or whatever? You know. So,
yeah, they just have to get in, create their profile, and then the e-learning. It's two separate modules, and each module has 5 chapters, lessons. And each lesson, it tells you at the beginning. It says approximately nine minutes to complete this lesson. So I mean, it's an hour and a half total. If they're not distracted, it's quite. The time flew by because I find it quite captivating. You just keep clicking on. It's interactive. So you're moving things around on your screen. There are videos. It's, our best images are plugged into this e-learning. So it really does take you on a journey through the islands as you're progressing into this e-learning.
Well, I'd love, actually, it sounds great. I think I want to try it myself to test my own knowledge, because I used to think I knew a lot about Tahiti, but I'm sure there's stuff in there I don't know. Now, what if you're already a Tahiti Tiara specialist? Mm-hmm. Are you grandfathered into the program as a Tahiti specialist or not?
Yeah, that's a good question. We get this a lot right now. We certified Tahiti specialists. There are only just over 200 of them in the United States, so it's quite a select group. Every single travel advisor actually has to create a profile from scratch in the new program. And only they see it and we see it. But those certified Tahiti specialists, their status with us is protected on our website. They're listed on our website and they get leads from that website, consumer leads. That is protected through 2021. We are not touching it. We are, we're using 2021 as a grace period until, because sales in 2020 were just off. It's not a normal year.
Yeah, you can't really hold them to that. That's for sure.
No. Yeah. So we want to protect them in our as certified Tahiti specialists through next year, but every single person does have to start fresh. No matter how many years they've been a certified Tahiti specialist, everyone must create their profile and then go up through the entry level and then the first level.
Through all the modules and everything else. Yeah. Now, once I've passed this, what do I get? What are the benefits? I know, obviously, I get leads, right, at a certain level.
You get leads. So you just start selling and just a minimum of 6 travelers in a 12-month time frame, and that, say, your first year, will you start getting leads. You're listed on our website. Actually, the leads come at 10 passengers, rather. But the FAM invites start coming. Different levels mean different levels of FAM trips. We have our basic FAM trip, kind of a beginners to Tahiti FAM trip, and then we have advanced FAM options as well for those who have been and maybe want to see some of the outer islands, the Marquesas, or have a different experience.
Yeah, well, I remember I took a FAM trip once that was an intensive 5 days of Tahiti. I will never forget that because I interviewed all of the resorts that I was there. I saw every overwater bungalow you have, and I actually ended up interviewing the president of Tahiti. or French Polynesia, I should say, at the very end, in French, by the way. But I was very proud of that, although I couldn't understand my tape afterwards. But that was another story. That was years ago, and that was my really big introduction to it was with one of your predecessors, Kristen Alcahey, who was a lovely man, and it was me and a couple others, and I always tell people I honeymooned in Tahiti with Alcahey, which is kind of weird, but you know, whatever. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Kristen. Looking ahead to 21 and even 22, are there any new resorts or new completely revamped resorts coming online that travel advisors should know about? Are there any improvements to the tourism infrastructure that advisors should know about?
Sure. Well, right immediately prior to our Tahiti Specialist Conference, we had our global annual conference, of course, virtual, with the 18 markets around the world and the Minister of Tourism. And they did indeed talk about 5 significant brand new projects. But now none of those have actually broken ground yet. There's about 3 to 5 different hotels on various islands. Mm-hmm. But 2 that are either happening now or happening very soon, which travel advisors can actually sell. It's been a completely revamped Relais and Chateau property on Bora Bora, what previously was the Bora Bora Pearl and is now called Le Bora Bora, and really incredible. So that is on Bora Bora. And then the Hilton Tahiti is going to open in 2021, and this is going to be a 5-star luxury resort. So it'll be the newest and most luxurious resort on the island of Tahiti itself. And I just was on a call yesterday with Hilton, so I have some information. You know, the largest ballroom, about 200 rooms and suites, the largest pool on Tahiti. And, you know, this is really great, James, because I don't know how much time you spent on the island of Tahiti itself, but a lot of times people think, oh, don't spend any time in Tahiti, I just want to go to Bora Bora. Well, I tell you, Tahiti itself is incredible. The interior valley, the lush Papano Valley, Te'iti Iti, the small island in the south, home to the big wave of Chopu. It's really like from another time. So I would just encourage people to spend time as well on the island of Tahiti.
No, you're absolutely right. And I will plead guilty that I have been on Tahiti for a night or two coming in or coming back. Either from a cruise or from going. The challenge, Tahiti, anywhere else, Tahiti would be a beautiful, incredible island, but you've got Bora Bora and you got Morea and you got everything else. So people want to zoom off to that, to all those wonderful other places. But Tahiti itself is lovely, as you said. And just a quick question personally, anything happening with the Hotel Bora Bora, which was one of the original ones?
Yeah, that nothing is on the horizon for that. You know, I get calls in any given year from a couple of the big hotel groups, and there's murmurs and this and that, but you know, kind of have learned that until you see things breaking ground or renovations really happening, just sit tight.
Yeah, well, that was the original. I think that was the first overwater bungalow in Tahiti, if I recall, in Bora Bora. And I was actually out there years ago. I ran into Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, out there with his family. And that was one of my great experiences. And I took a wave runner all around the island of Bora Bora. It was a wonderful experience. But now there's so many other new resorts, not so many, but some rather new great resorts that are available too. So it's great to hear that the infrastructure is improving, and you're going to keep on working on stuff. Let's talk a little bit about, let's talk now for Denise, for the specialist program, where can travel advisors go to learn more about it?
Yeah, it's they just need to go to TahitiSpecialist.org. It's a brand new website. If they try and go into the old website, they actually get rerouted to this one. And so it's TahitiSpecialist.org. And it is, you just click on a button right in the middle and you enter and you actually you select your country, your home country where you do business. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on and you fill in your profile. So
TahitiSpecialist.org. That's great. Well, and then you go on and do the less than 2-hour course and you can get started. That's wonderful. No, that's great that you've revamped the program. Now, Kristen, where can travel advisors go to get even more information about the islands of Tahiti? I know you have the regular website. Have you revamped that one too?
Sure. Our regular website was completely revamped in 2017. So it hasn't. Of course, it gets continually updated. But a great thing about the TahitiSpecialist.org site is that there are resources and links there. So in addition to all of the information that is available on our website, which is TahitiTourism.com, and tourism, of course, spelled the French way with an E, there are resources on the Tahiti Specialist site to our brand center, where there are hundreds of thousands of images and videos that advisors can use and promote on social media and use in their own marketing. There's also links to our Tahiti Travel Planner, which is a great source of information for advisors. Links to our Tahiti Vacation Guide, which is a great consumer piece, and the call to action in that guide is your professional travel advisor. So really, to not confuse the issue, because there are links to different places, I'd say for advisors, and now it's a pretty site, so we do want people to go there, TahitiSpecialist.org. And at that same time, Denise, why don't we give them your new email address?
Yeah, so it's the new email address is specialist@TahitiTourism.com.
Okay, so they can email you to find out more information directly.
Yeah, exactly. You can go into the website, TahitiSpecialist.org, and then the contact dropdown is specialist@TahitiTourism.com, or just write to me if you have questions, if there are some challenges. I've had all kinds of questions the last week. We launched 1 week ago, and so it's, you know, it's a learning curve for all of us.
It's tough because there are still people who don't understand how close Tahiti is to the U.S. market. It's about 7 to 8 hours by flight, which I say is not that much farther than Hawaii. And it's a kind of a very much a wonderful, unspoiled Hawaii, much more so. And I when I first went out there, you know, I thought, oh, it's somewhere out there in the Pacific. You know, must be coming. It'll take me days to get there, right? But no, it's not true, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Denise, let's talk. Let's close this out. Is there anything else you want to tell our 75,000 travel advisors, many of whom, as you know, are ready and eager to sell the islands of Tahiti?
No, I just want to. I mean, let them know that we're here for them. Tahiti Tourism is here to support our travel advisor community. And, you know, even if it's not a January travel or this next spring, it's next year or the following year, just helping them gain confidence in talking about the islands of Tahiti and in learning how to feel comfortable answering questions from their clients. We're here to help them and support them.
That's great. And Kristen, you can close it out. Anything else you want to add to tell our travel advisors about Tahiti, which again, as I said, I keep saying is one of my favorite places. But
great, James. Well, I would just say, you know, in addition to the incredible beauty is also our people and the friendliness. And I think you're familiar, we had a campaign called Embraced by Mana for a few years. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness a lot of Americans actually now know about the concept of Mana, thanks in no short order from Dwayne the Rock or others talking about this spirit that connects all living things. And now we're evolving that into a new campaign for 2021 called Feel Treasured, because particularly after this tough year of 2020, people want to feel treasured and valued. And the only thing I'd like to add to what Denise said is that, again, we are such a great destination with open air spaces and privacy and a lot of distance among, you know, our whole country is the size of Western Europe. So of an entire continent. So there are not crowds.
Much more spread out though, as you know. And I've never even been up to the Marquesas and some of those outer islands that, you know, we all stick with the Society Islands, which are beautiful. You know, there's so many other islands to visit. Well, I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk about what's going on with the islands of Tahiti, what's going on with the new Tahiti Specialist Program. And I would urge all of you out there, it doesn't sound like it's that difficult to do, and is to find out all about Tahiti, get on the program, start booking Tahiti, and maybe soon you'll find yourself out there on a FAM. So this is the great thing. Again, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.